Hey, looks like we made it, right? Yeah. I think we are here and it's working. Yay! That was a interesting morning. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to wait till a few more people get in here. And I am just going to send a note to my community team. I saw a couple emails that need some response. So, Dina, if you're on here, can you check Help Scout, please? And I think there's some questions in there. How's everybody doing on this beautiful fall Saturday? One of the things, before we get started, let's see, check the time here. It's ready to go. Oh, 12:02. We're ready to go. While you all are coming in here, just wanted to announce a couple things in that we've started 3 new subgroups. So excited. The first group is for teachers or people who work in schools, because I know there was a question from someone about they were an admin at a school, still work for a school. Let's go with that. Let's see, the second group is for medical professionals. All of you who have, work in a hospital, work in a dental office, doctors, nurses, techs, anybody in the medical profession, that group's for you. It'll be great for you guys to talk about, your schedules, working on shift work. Same with the teachers, you pretty much have, an allotted time to do your lunch and everything like that. So that'll be a good group for you. And the third group is caregivers, or it's No BS Women with Disabilities and their caregivers. So, it's, you guys can go in there and share. We've got the wonderful Jill Rosenau is the mentor in there, and she has really done such great work on navigating through that. We thought that she would be someone great for the group. So those are the 3 new. There's links in the Facebook main page that there was a post announcing them. So if you want to do that, it will also be in the No BS News, and it will be on the website. So you can go under the community tab and find subgroups, and there you go. And if you go to the community tab, you will also find all the information on accountability groups. So everything is there for you. Before we get started, I just wanted to, give you a little history of me, or some of you are new members and maybe, well, I know you haven't been able to go to camps. I go to camps. I was Corinne's hug double, but I have been with No BS since 2015 and started out as a member, just like you all. And then, we started, I actually joined the day that Corinne got back from life coach school. So I was one of the original guinea pigs, of the coaching, and benefited very much from it. So it was a good experience doing that. But I've been with No BS and just have been, it's one of the joys of my life that I get to now work for that, because I had told Corinne that, I have mad customer service skills and I wanted to use them for something that I believe in. And I said, you're going to have me on the team. So that's how that got started. So I've been here for, 5 years now. So It has just been amazing. I love what I do. I love the team. I love you guys. I mean, I tell everybody when we have lunch and we're getting new members, it's like, oh my gosh, it's Christmas. Actually, it's better than Christmas because you really have no clue who's joining. So it really is just a joy to be part of the NoBS team. So with that, I've asked some members who are currently in some of the very successful accountability groups to join me on this roundtable, and we can discuss what works for them and what they do. So I'm going to go to my participants, and I'm going to my attendees, and I'm hoping everyone has their hand raised, and they do. Clicking more. Promote you. So we have Julie and we have Billy and we have Jennifer and we have Becky, who I just got to meet in Nash, Vegas, at the camp when I got to go there. And we have Belinda. Now, you guys need to give her some shout outs because she's in Europe and this is very early for her to be here, but she loves her group so much that she wanted to do this. So gotta love that. And Cheryl, let's see. All right. So if my panelists will use the gallery view, and Maggie, if you want to turn on your video, that would be great. All right. Hey, good.
Hello.
Afternoon. I am just so glad that Zoom worked.
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is my first call. Zoom's not working. So what do? You know, just like everything else you learn in NoBS, you pivot a little bit. So anyway, we got it to work. So Julie, let's start with you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
All right. Please. Well, I am here to represent two very active groups, and I have a third, which will be just a quick shout out, the Steel Divas. There are now 54 of us. However, we are more of a get together in North Park and hike together kind of group. So we've gone a little bit dormant during COVID, quite dormant, but we know we're existing and a lot of new people joined who live in Pittsburgh. So that's that group. But the two that I want to represent are the Pearls, and I have my pearls on, and I know they're all watching, and I'll talk about them first. We met a year ago at camp in person. We were all at the same table, and of the 14 of us, 12 are still active, and we've actually added somebody, and what works for us is because we've known each other for so long, and you know, we started a Marco Polo group before camp started, so it's been now over a year. We now have seen growth and change in each other, sometimes when we can't see it in ourselves. So that is very helpful. We have become a little bit more of life, mini life coaches to each other than actual accountability group, in that we don't post our planners, 24-hour plans to each other every day. It's such a large group. And all of us have other smaller accountability groups where we do that. But what works for us, I think, is that we were all so very different from each other. We have different professions. We have different ages. We have different life experiences. Right now we have COVID, but we also had two weddings this summer, and we did drive-by wedding parades, and one of our tech-savvy people, who was not me, put it together and made this really cool video for both the brides. We've had parents dying. We've had children moving away from home, and we've got some empty nesters now. We've got people working with children at home, and they're now at home. And I think that's what works, because we are so very different from each other and probably would never have gotten to know each other, been friends otherwise. And I've got a list here of my things I can't forget to say, but I think, oh, one thing I love is that because we've known each other for a year or more, we are, we don't have trouble calling each other's BS on each other in a very kind and non-judgmental way. We are never judgmental in any way. So that's the pearls. And the B's, which stands for becoming better than before, they just started, I believe it was June. It might have been a little bit, maybe May. And somebody just put a post in Facebook saying, hey, anybody want to be in a group with the 60 plus age group? And so I raised my hand, and I will only say this once or the pearls will get mad at me, but I am the oldest in that group. So it was kind of nice to be in a group where I could say, man, remember when we all wore painter pants and everybody said, yes, you know, in the 70s. So that was fun. And that group, we do post every morning, our 24-hour plan, whenever morning is for us. We have people in San Diego and Prince Edward Island. And oh, and the other group too, they're from all over the country. And now in the B's, we have someone from Canada. So, and there's quite a few new people or newer people in that group, and it's very helpful to me, partly to see my own growth, but also to see, oh, I still think that way too. And, you know, so that group is also really very supportive, and we are more of an accountability group. So I don't think, there are 8 people in that group. And I guess that's pretty much everything.
Okay.
One person in the pearls is real good about telling everybody that there's a call coming up. Like, you know, there's a coaching call, you know, right at 10. We have, oh, thanks. And, you know. Oh, and also I forgot, both groups use Marco Polo and texting. Oh. And that's really helpful to have the texting, because sometimes people don't have time and they can just go through the texting very fast. Marco Polo's, some of us tend to go on and on. I don't know who that might be, but... we have all, most of us, I think, decided that it's worth paying for the new Marco Polo. And you can plus 1 times, 2 times, you can really speed up some of those people. So I think I've talked enough. So
thank you.
You're
Judy
welcome.
And the pearls and the bees.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. All right. Next, we're going to go to Jennifer.
All right. Kind of like Julie, I help organize some Raleigh, North Carolina, or the Carolina Girls physical meetup, and that we sort of, you know, some people drive a couple hours to meet up, which is great, and looking forward to reigniting that. But my primary accountability group was the Women Warriors, but we were actually started by Jess, who was the Fuckery Afoot coaching call from July, and so we renamed ourselves after her hashtag. So now we are officially Fuckery Afoot Fighters because of that. And so we were started, she posted in Facebook and said, hey, this is specifically more for a thought work focus, more than just 24-hour plans. This is how we're going to do it. And she actually had us all come to 2 different calls, because I'm sure some of us have seen people post and like 40 people respond. And so she responded to like the first 25 or so that did it. And 10 people showed up for the little intro call. And out of that, 8 of us committed. And so that was a way to sort of get some commitment. One of the big rocks for our group was a weekly live call, a way to really connect, to really talk through stuff, which is higher level than some. And so that was part of what appealed to me and why I sort of joined in. We actually are based in a Facebook group rather than on text or Marco Polo, because with 8 people, texting and Marco Polo can go fast, and it's hard to isolate conversations. And so we have our own closed Facebook group. We have daily posts for thought work, journal prompts required every day, and our plan assessment and discovery worksheets required every day. So we respond to the main post and then we reply our discovery worksheet or our goal sheets or all of that to that. So it keeps it really clean. It allows people to specifically respond to this one thing and to help keep it feel even a little bit more intimate. Since we do have eight and eight plans is a lot to read or really watch, we have buddies and we change up our buddies every week on our call, which helps kind of feed that freshness of, oh, it's something new. It's a new buddy. What's your new goal? So it really does help us switch up. So we do those Thursday nights. So our first up with our buddy is our weigh-in, and then we do our week together and then we switch off. So with our buddy, some of us Marco Polo each other, some of us text each other, some of us do both, but that way we're not keeping up with eight conversations. And it has really been helpful as someone who's been in three or four others, where sometimes I look at my Marco Polo and it has 10 unread polos and I'm like, where am I going to go? I don't want to spend an hour in Marco Polo when I could be spending an hour journaling or in content. And so that has been really helpful. We also, it's good. We have deadlines and minimum baselines. So we have said, this is what this group does. And we know it's not for everybody. We've had one person fade off, choose to fade off. And then we picked up someone else to keep that up. And so it's really worked for someone who's been in the tribe a year and a half. It has been super helpful and just a way to up the ante, because for most of us, the habit of doing the plan is almost a basic, you know, it's an easy, achievable basic. So it was a way to up it. And like I said, Jess, as you know, sort of our wrangler, she's actually in Life Coach School, but she posts daily journals, which is a way for us. Again, we respond. And because of Facebook, someone can look at my thought and ask me a question and I can respond. So it really helps isolate conversations. And it's really cool to look back because you have the group history. So we can look back at our first weigh-ins and together know that we've almost lost 100 pounds in 6 months.
Wow.
Pretty cool. So
that is way cool. Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Jennifer. Let's move on to Miss Becky Blackburn.
Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello.
So I have two groups as well. First is a group that the mentor group that we had October camp last year, and we don't have a name, but we were paired together through Mandy's Mind Masters. And of the 14 of us, there's about six or seven who are pretty active. We don't have a structure, but what we use the group for is Marco Polo, and we'll get in there and we will just talk about some struggles or talk about some wins and kind of give each other advice. It's not, you know, necessarily a routine thing. We might go a week without talking, but the thing is, it's been a year and we're still talking. So that has been awesome. And I think what made that group so successful and helped us bond is that we did a question of the day when we were first paired together because we didn't know anybody. So I would create a question and it would just be either something, well, no guest related, or it would be about your life or whatever. And so people would get in there and talk about those things. And it really helped us get to know each other. Plus, we were all from different stages of our weight loss and we were all from different backgrounds, different ages, all of those things. But because we were talking about our lives, we somehow we all found a connection because we were talking about things that, you know, and we were getting to know each other. So by the time we got to camp, it was like best friends, you know. So we still talk, and that's been really awesome. My other group, the one that we actually share plans and things with, is the Ballers. And yes, I have my balls. So we actually met through July of 2019 for the Gift of Fat. And that was a post that I had put out on Facebook. Hey, anybody want to do Gift of Fat with us? About 40 to 50 people joined. We did a Facebook group. From there, we dwindled down to about 14 or so who did a Marco Polo group. And then getting enough traction. So one of our members, Wendy, she suggested we do like what Jennifer's team did and we group it smaller. We had four that we would share our plans with daily, and that held us more accountable. Mm-hmm. And we did that for quite a while. But through that process, we had a few that kind of dwindled out. And the four or five of us, there's five, that were super active and super invested, we have now narrowed down to us five. And together, I share my plans daily with the girls, and we also share journal entries. So we started doing that, I guess, right after July camp. So we started doing the 30-day journal prompts and sharing our prompts with each other and our journal entries. And then we started coaching each other. And through that process, we have really had a lot of traction. So it's been awesome. But I think I answered all the questions.
Yes. All right. Wonderfully. All right. Good morning, Belinda. Can you unmute yourself? There you go.
So I'm hoping my internet holds out.
Yeah.
It's unstable, apparently. We'll see. So I'm representing.
Yeah, you sound okay.
Okay, good. So I'm representing the Lemons. We started from a post Caitlin McCracken put out, just looking for friends. I think she was on the camp success stories. She was just looking for friends. So we started out with 30 or so 2 years ago, last August, and just organically, as people left and moved out and things changed, we've got down to 10. So at the moment we are 10 people. We're a wide variety of people. So we have girls who are at their goal, maintaining. We have people still losing weight. We have people who are just, you know, getting through life at the moment because life. Mm-hmm. We're on Marco Polo mostly. We've just started a lot of Messenger, through the Facebook Messenger, and we do occasionally text. Live calls we do whenever somebody randomly pocket dials through Messenger. So somebody will just accidentally hit that video chat button, and we usually get a good chat out of that, which is a good bit of fun and a good laugh. And we share our worksheets. Every time there's a new No BS, those of us that aren't doing the other courses will jump on the new No BS and get started and run through that again and try to run through it a little bit together. Mm-hmm. We obviously all do our own thing, but discuss the things as they come up. Mm-hmm. We're really good at calling each other out. Like, you know, you will say something and I'm like, hang on a second, that's a thought. Okay. Really, really watch that thought. And we have one rule. Our number one rule is there's no saying sorry. So you don't get to come in and say, oh, I'm sorry my hair's so bad, or I'm sorry I haven't been in for a while. There's no
that.
Don't say sorry for being what you are. Mm-hmm. And I think that might be what we are. Like, we're not a perfect match, but between us all, we kind of just keep a constant flow. And I think having 10 people, it kind of works because we're not always in all the time. We'll have 3 or 4 people that are continuous for a couple of weeks and they'll drift out into life, and then it just kind of balances.
Great. I love that. Nobody can say sorry. I'm just like, yes. That may be something I add to, like, some of the things for accountability groups. That is wonderful. So thank you very much. And the Lemons. All right. Emily, can you unmute, please?
Hello. So I'm here to talk about 2 of my groups that I'm in. But first, I just want to see, because I've seen some comments. Both of my groups are more recent. I went through several accountability groups before. So don't be afraid if it doesn't work for you. Leave, you know. I'm still friends with a lot of the other groups that I was in before. So these are just 2 that stuck. So don't give up if you don't have an accountability group that hasn't stuck yet. Just wanted to say that first. So the first group that I'm a part of is the Clean Slate Club, which is an offset of our Fat Bottomed Girls, which was our October camp group last year, which you put together, and it was wonderful. The power of Mary Jo, that's what we like to say. Like, you found us all and it worked and it was wonderful. There's six of us in that group. So, like I said, we started off from last October. So we've been together just for over a year. And what really helped us was in that Fat Bottom group, Bobby Ritchie was in there. So she helped us form what we wanted our group to look like and come up with how we wanted to really be accountable to each other. So we do Marco Polo, we text, and every Monday we have a call. Well, we're going over different things. So that's been really helpful. Always send plans to each other on our text, and then we'll send our assessments and anything else. And then the other group that I'm in is the Fab Trees. So the Fab Trees were all from the under 35 group. So that's nice because I'm 26. So with the Clean Slate Club, we're all age ranges, but the Fab Trees were all sort of in a similar stage of life. And in there, there's nine of us. We formed as part of July Camp. So been together for just a couple months, but it's felt like years. So we're very active with Marco Polo, text, and then we also use Instagram a lot. So we all have a no BS themed Instagram account. And right after July Camp, what we did was we had some calls where we focused on future self-work. So we did a lot of future self-work with the Fab Trees. So those are my groups.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad that there's one that you're all the same age group and then all different age groups and both work, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like no BS. There's no right or wrong. It's what's working, right?
So exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Billy, can you unmute?
Oh, I clicked back on. I clicked it back again. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Awesome.
This is fabulous. I'm learning a lot. I'm taking notes. You know, I joined in April of last year, and I was anti-accountability groups at first. And I was the first one. I actually, I think, went to bat in a post with Corinne saying, at first, I didn't join an accountability group because I was 50 years old, and I had spent my life dealing with other people's issues and their problems and not taking time for myself. Mm-hmm. So I uniquely decided to wait a little bit, and I was probably in the tribe about 6 or 7 weeks, and somebody posted a beautiful post in the Facebook main tribe looking for accountability. And she was looking for girls in the Midwest. I think she was in Michigan at the time. And I said, well, if you'll take a California girl, I would love to join. And it was about six of us that started in that group. And we were Facebook only. None of us would do Marco Polo. None of us were going to do this camera thing. So we started out as a Facebook group. And we had a techie person join about a week later who is a school teacher, Stephanie. And she started getting us on Zoom calls. And so every Sunday when the massive action letter would come out, in our emails, we would have a call in the evening to go over what our call of action was for the week. And we would, that's how we started. Just working on our call of action, sharing our plans. Mm-hmm. And as our goals changed, then our group kind of morphed. And we don't share plans anymore. We're the Kindred Spirits. I guess I didn't say the name of our group, the Kindred Spirits. And you won't see a lot of posts probably in the main tribe. We have a couple of nurses in our group and a teacher, an essential worker. So it's active, you know. Group, but we did start Marco Poloing because I sort of made them. I said, I want a Marco Polo. I want a deeper connection with you guys. And I just don't feel like Facebook gives us that. So I'm going to start a group. You don't have to join it. You can. And now there's about 7 or 8 of us. Our group is up to 12, and that is the max.
Okay.
So the max is 12. We're up to 12. Okay. And some of those are just Facebook only. Some of them only check in once in a while. And, you know, you just meet people where they are. That has been our biggest thing is if you want to be accountable, you get into the Marco Polo, you text, we phone. Similar to what Becky was saying, if somebody needs to buddy up and they have a problem, we'll just get on a phone call. And we let it happen more organically. I think we don't push that. Mm-hmm. But that seems to be working. And some of us have made our goals. Some people have moved into different states and kind of moved on, but it's overall we've all consistently stayed together through all the phases and through COVID. And my second group is because of you, Mary Jo. So I'm going with the power of Mary Jo because you set up the DSB groups for this year, and then DSB got canceled, which and COVID came. And there were four of us in that group that really connected. And we do share our plans every day. We decided if we're going to go on after DSB, it's going to be accountability. We are going to post plans, discovery worksheets, we text, we Marco Polo, and we don't have Facebook. We are just like close-knit. And we are the four B's for the four basics and the bold, beautiful, badass Bellas. So shout out to them. So between those two groups, a little bit different. I would say Kindred Spirits has definitely become more of a coaching support, like some of the other girls say. You've reached, a lot of people have reached their goals, so they kind of help people that are stuck in their thoughts. We also, like, I think Belinda had mentioned, or Emily, the no sorry, and I'm not sure which, yeah, that no one's allowed to say that. You can't say I'm sorry, and you can't come in and should all over yourself. We say don't be shouldn't all over yourself. You're doing the best that you can. So we do have some ground rules in our groups. Mm-hmm. And that has made it pretty successful. And I'm just super pumped by the success that I was willing to give accountability groups a try, because I think that is a game changer. Yes. Truly.
Yeah. Good for you. Now, are you all signed up for the turkey trot? Are you doing? All right. And you can all still sign up.
Yes. I will sloth for swag is my thing. I'll sloth for swag. There's a hat involved, I'll sloth.
Same way, and I'm looking at some of these other virtual, and I'm like, that's sort of cool swag there. I'm
thinking. Yeah, like the no BS hat, too. You're like, hey, let's get that some use out of that.
Well, thank you, Billy.
Thanks.
You got up early, too, so I appreciate that. All right, Maggie, can you unmute yourself, please? There you go. Hello, Maggie.
Hi. I am a part of the Ballers with Becky, but I am representing Hot Mess to Hell Yes today. We've been together for about a year. We formed through the No BS Facebook page. Somebody had made a post about a similar interest, and so we formed our private group that way. We've gone through cycles where everybody's checking in all the time, and then people kind of slow down and you don't see them for a week or so, but the group as a whole has stuck together for the last, I've been about a year and a half now. We're always trying to find ways to improve. We will get on a course together and try to follow that through together.
Oh, okay.
Or pick a goal and then report in on it. Recently we set new check-in parameters to try to level up what we're doing, because we've been doing plans and water. And it's like, okay, we've been here for a year. Let's try to figure this out. So now we're setting a goal and how we're going to achieve that goal. So we've got our action steps for the next week. And we use a combination of Marco Polo text and the Facebook group so that people can do what works for them.
Oh, nice. Good. And how long did you say when did you join No BS? How long have you been a member?
I joined in April of 19.
Okay. And these two accountability groups, were they your first groups, or did you start other accountability groups?
They were my third and fourth.
Okay. So the first two. Okay. Sort of like finding that perfect pair of jeans.
Yes.
You have to go through several try-ons to get to that perfect pair. My new thing, you know, when you used to try on jeans, you're like, oh, these jeans make my butt look big, that old saying. And now I think we've switched just a little humor here, because that's what I do, is now when I'm wearing the mask, I'm like, oh, does this mask make my ears look big? You know, it's okay. So, ba-dum-bum. All right. So now that we've gone through some of these, I have some questions. Well, first, let's recap. You can be of different ages. You can be in different time zones. You can be older members and newer members. I mean, length of time you've been a member of No BS, not older, because that's ages. And you can have, like, Facebook groups, Marco Polo, Instagram, text. Hey, and sometimes you can even pick up the phone and call. How about that? So there's really, for everyone who's on the call, there's no right or wrong thing that you can do with accountability. It's like you do with you know, no BS weight loss program. It's like, what is going to work for you? And I think one of the things that I wanted to mention, I noticed when at camp and I was in my room that some people were asking, oh, about, you know, what about accountability groups? And my answer was, you've got like 200 people in here that you've been talking to all weekend. Has somebody said something that really resonates with you? And that's when you can just start, because a lot of times when I put groups together, I sort of notice what some people say, and I'm like, you know, I think those two would be really good together. It may not seem like that at first, but then it's like, you don't have to be the same. So I've got some questions, and we've already answered some of those, but so, like, I know some of you have tried out other groups. What was the length of time? I'm going to unmute people here so we can all talk. What was the length of time that you were in the group until you decided that this group is not for me? And the follow-up question to that is, what did you do when you left the group? How did you leave the group? Julie, do you want to start?
Sure. I was in a group. I don't remember what we were called. It might have been like 15 pounds to goal, something like that. And at the time, I was just overwhelmed with the other two groups and thought I couldn't process everything. That was the only reason I left. And I just told them that. I was just perfectly honest, and I think they were fine with it. The other group I'm in is from another weekend that I went to, the Transformation Weekend, and that's still together in a Marco Polo group. And every once in a while, someone will post in there, like it's somebody's birthday or something great happened, or Cindy Switzer sees something brilliant and has to share it with us, and or make us laugh hysterically, and probably both. So anyway, that is still current, but we don't post in there very often. So that's my experience, is those two. I think it was a friendly, and we've had other people in the Pearls who've actually left, two people, and it was, we were all fine.
Good. All right. Jennifer?
So my shortest one that I sort of bowed out of was 2 or 3 months, and it just got where one or two people were posting, and that one was a lot easier to just say, hey, I'm going to put my attention elsewhere. I want to level up. So that was one of my first that I sort of bowed out. And, you know, there's some anxiety around that of what are they going to think and that kind of thing. But ultimately, you know, making the decision, taking the action, going ahead and knowing that it's not my job to be in their model. That's important. Mm-hmm. You know, the harder one that I've had to leave was a group that I had posted to start. We had been together over a year. And they're still together, but it was just a matter of wanting to go all in the thought work and the journaling and the weekly call, which really fit me where I was, having been in the tribe for a year and a half and still friends with them, like met up with one for to do camp in person together, virtual, and things. And so that was really a lot of friendships, and we still are friends, but I just didn't want to put my energy in two places. And so it was, that one was hard. But had all the support in the world because you did have those friendships. So that was sort of my two experiences of doing that transition.
Yeah. Good. Anybody else?
Anybody? I left, or I didn't leave. The very first group I had was on WhatsApp, and a lot of the ladies just, like, they weren't ready. They were new to No BS, and they weren't ready to start doing the things. And so when it dwindled down to three of us, we ended up reforming the Hot Mess to Hell Yes with other people on there. The one I did leave was the original Ballers, and that was just because the accountability, the check-ins just weren't there, the support, and we moved into the smaller group that we renamed the Next Level Ballers.
Okay, good. So
I would say there is a right way to leave a group. I mean, don't ghost them.
Right.
Because we have had that happen, and that's not, I don't think that's the best way, because then you're dealing with a little bit of the remaining members of the group. There is some thought work that has to go on when that happens, because there's, you feel like maybe you did, you know, those thoughts and the feelings, and then I think there is a way to gracefully just say, hey, I'm doing something different. I'm moving on. So I think that's the best way. I think Jennifer explained it really well. Like, I just have, I'm leveling up. I have different needs right now, and I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you in the tribe, or, you know, just kindly do it.
Right.
Because there is times to exit, I think.
Right.
For the individuals.
And then I'm also, it's making me think, what was it that made you want to get in a group? What, you know, because I've noticed some members, they're like, oh, I signed up for accountability group. I'm so afraid. What got you to make the post and make the jump, you know, and say, I want an accountability group. What was your thoughts behind that? And how did you navigate through that? Anybody?
So I'll answer that. When they started the Gift of Fat last summer, at that point, I had not had any accountability at all. So I had been in for about 3 months at that point. Mm-hmm. And I decided that I didn't want to do it alone. And there were other groups forming. And I was like, this is brilliant. You know, everybody is like collecting their data and then gifting their fat. And I'm like, I really, really wanted to be a part of that. And I don't think I formed it necessarily for a long-term thing. I think I just needed it for that month. But because there was so much good stuff coming out of that, and I was being held accountable more, mm-hmm. that it just, I stuck with it. I love those girls. It's been amazing. So, yeah.
Good. Anybody?
So, yeah, I can speak. So for the Fab Trees, I think it was Kara who made the post in the under 35 group. Mm-hmm. But it was still when July camp was going to be in person, and nobody from the Clean Slate Club was going to be doing July camp. It was just going to be me. So I was looking for, I just want to meet people. It wasn't the expectation that this is going to become an accountability group. It was just, hey, let's meet up. We all will know somebody when we get to Nashville in July. And then when it went to virtual for July, we just stuck together and kept talking and doing a lot of the thought work together. So we just kept that up. And then with July camp after that, we said, you know, we have something good going on. We all went through July camp and learned all these things about us. Let's just keep continuing. So the camp experience really helped us stay together as well.
Okay.
I actually joined the tribe because I saw accountability groups on Instagram. Like, I saw Abby Lynn posting about maps. And like, I don't even know how I found her and then Megan's accounts. And that just was part of, you know, I was a groupie for a while. I actually had an accountability group as a groupie back before the groupies group and all of that. And then 3 of the 7 of us from that group joined. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted the community. I'm super extrovert and social. And so I knew that would help me. And to have the in-person or the, you know, finding the gift of virtual as well. So actually the community, the meetups, the camps were part of why I even said yes to the tribe to begin with.
Great. Good to know. Anybody? Oh,
Yeah, I was in tribe for a year before finding my group. And that was basically, I wasn't doing the work. And I needed to do the work. And then this group popped up and, you know, at the time I was the only Aussie in the place. I think we've now got 20, 25, and we've got our own group as well that we just kind of check in. So there was no one for me to gather with or connect to that was local. So we just jump into a group and let's see what happens and see if that helps me get started on doing the work that I'm not doing.
Right. Yes, you got the Aussie posse, right?
Yeah, that's it.
We're good. Yep, I know about that. Anyone else? Any? Okay. So that brings something up. You know, you're in Australia, you know, in the time zones. Do you think that's an important factor in your groups, is the time zones? Like, do you all need to be in the same time zones, or have you been in groups when you're all in different and all in the same ones? Does it make a difference for that?
No, time zones, no difference. Okay, good. I'm just trying to go over some of the things, some of the questions that, you know, I would think that someone thinking about getting into an accountability group or making it work would ask. And one is, if you thought about it, what is truly the one key that makes your group work? Is it, I know you've talked about you've met some at camp, you've met some at DSB, the gift of fat. Is it a commonality? Is it something else? Is it just a knowing that, hey, we're on the same page with our journey? What is that? What is that thing?
For us, we all agreed that we're going not going to lie to each other. We're going to be open, tell the truth. If we're struggling, we'll say, hey, I'm having a rough day. And so having that open communication has been key. Without it, how can you trust those people to call you out if you're having, you know, a tough day or something like that? So having that openness, and we trust each other with everything.
Good.
I agree with what Emily is saying. I totally agree. It's being able to be vulnerable and in a safe space. And that's the number one thing that our group, I mean, they always come in and say, I feel so safe that I can share this with you. I know you're not going to judge me, because we judge ourselves enough. So we don't need to judge the people in our group. We just have to meet them where they are. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to be like, well, you should be doing this. And that's why there's no shooting in our group, no shooting on ourselves. And it's key, because if you don't feel safe and vulnerable, then you don't open up. And that's where the growth happens. We're able to share and get at the deep thoughts. That's where the thought work lies. And it's truly important. I think it's a cornerstone. And if you don't have that in your group, then you should find a different group where you feel safe to share, and you should exit that group. I'm a firm believer you need to find your people, and everybody has their people. There's like 10,000 people in the tribe.
That's right.
And I 100% am so happy that I have my people.
Yeah.
And as your goals change, you can seek out new people. After the live camp, I have three people that I have an accountability group with that we're working on goals now. We're still losing weight, but we know how to do that. But so now we're adding other goals. We want to have business goals and, you know, relationship goals and buying houses and other goals that we're working on. So the four of us are just seriously kind of coaching each other through that. And we sought that out. So you can seek out in the group what you're looking for too. I mean, there's a wealth of people in this group to find what you need.
Right. Yes. And in the main group, you're in No BS because you belong in No BS. Anyone who joins No BS, I truly believe you belong here. This is when you get to meet someone on another level of the accountability groups or something like that, it just deepens your sense of belonging. I know when I first joined, I truly, after a week, thought, I found home. You know, that place where you can just like come in and do and say what you need. And there is going to be somebody who is, number one, not going to judge you. And number two, is going to listen to you. And realize that you are an important part of what they need to learn. It's always what someone else says, someone else is thinking. That is like one of my most important takeaways from the group. So yeah, that's a great point on that.
One of the things, while we're talking about keeping the group together, one of the things that our group does is, you know, somebody has life and they'll disappear for a week. I go, hang on a second, are you okay? Mm-hmm. I'll have things go on in life that just mean that I'm just not going to check in because I don't want to talk about it right now. And that's just the way I work. And I'll have 5 text messages the next, you know, a couple of days later. Where are you? Are you okay? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And I think that is an absolute massive part of, you know, having people reach out to you, not just having to tell them what your problem is as well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. We started just this past week. So we were doing like, hey, we're here for each other. So if you feel like you're, you know, at the grocery store and you're about to buy like a bag of Reese's and go home and binge, call out an SOS. So we even took it another level further, and Maggie is part of this. We were being proactive. So we're sending messages daily around dinner time, around snack time, around, you know, 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Everybody good? And we just do a thumbs up. So, because, you know, if you're in a self-loathing place, you're not always going to reach out for help. You're not going to be in the mindset or the capability to do that. So for other people to check in on us and just be like, hey, are you good? Because, I mean, even if we're being active, just are you being good? You know, not good, but are you in a good place? And if you're not, then we're there to be your SOS. And that's what we started doing just this week. It's been great. So
that's great. Good idea.
Yeah, I am.
I was gonna say, I love that it helps the tribe feel smaller. That there's someone that is there that's aware of my goals. I think especially for newbies who are like, oh my goodness, there's 22 calls a week. How would I ever do this? Right. For me, having a group that knows my goals, or I know what struggles someone else is going through, maybe not directly weight loss. If I listen to a coaching call and I'm like, oh, they just coached on their relationship. Hey, Mary Jo, you should watch this because you mentioned something with this. This might So it is almost like having a concierge level of attention to my goals, and to be able to do that for other people, because we all know we listen to calls and, oh, that one doesn't apply to me, but I guarantee there's parts that do. And I have 7 other ladies that I really think through and think about and focus on that can help lift up. And even if it's something I read or something else I see, it really helps it feel smaller. And I know that as long as I'm honest with myself, that I have coaches that watch me and can be cheerleaders. You know, Corinne talks about coach versus cheerleader. I like a little bit of both, but if it's just cheerleader, that's where I said, hey, I need to level up, just to know that you're balancing that. But it really helps it not just feel like it's me against this huge, big Netflix and thousands of people, that I have a team that I'm going together with.
Yes. Yeah.
And I like knowing that there are people who, some of them I've never met in person, in one group, and the other one who I often feel they know me better than the man on the other side of that door who is home every day, all day long now. And he doesn't get me a lot of times. Never had a weight problem, you know, for all the reasons that you all are nodding your head, you know, and the fact that I can be vulnerable, which someone in, I have you, these people are posting me. My 2 accountability groups are going, dee. So we have each other's back, and I can, for those, I'm an extrovert and I do spill it. You know, but I didn't used to. And that's my point, is that I'm learning how to be brave because it is a safe place. Mm-hmm. And that if I put something out there, someone who isn't willing to share might also feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And maybe what I'm saying will touch something, and then the coaching that I get from others will help those people who didn't dare to say something. I've done that at live camps too, where everybody at my table is saying something and I go and raise my hand because I'll be the token extrovert, and that's okay. But that's what we're all good for. You know, there's some who aren't willing to do that yet, or maybe yet is the word, like they're learning that, oh, this is safe. Mm-hmm. Especially with Marco Polo. I mean, even just getting on there, like the first 5 times you're like, oh, look at my hair, you know, I look terrible. And then you forget to do that. Now we've been in every room in the house doing Marco Polos, just so you know. We're that, you know, familiar with each other and or whatever, and that's not the word I wanted to say, but we feel safe. But mostly I want to say love. We all love and support each other and care for each other so much. And you know, we just had someone in tears about her son moving away, and I was bawling, and I think everybody else probably was too, because we felt, you know, we supported each other. So anyway, I just, it's a really nice, I would recommend accountability groups to everyone.
Good.
Well, I think we're about ready to wrap it up. I saw some questions in the Q&A I want to get to, but first I want to thank you ladies so much for being on here and to tell everyone who's on here, we are going to continue and do accountability calls. And just, you know, it's just a great way to enhance your no BS journey, you know. And of course, being the community manager, big thing, you know, that I love my people, you know, I love all you folks. So, and I, you know, behind the scenes, I'm not a coach, but man, I'm cheering for you. So I'm that cheerleader part of it, as is the whole community team. I mean, we get on our Marco Polos and we're like, oh my gosh, did you see this today? You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, I just love my job. And we do. So for those of you who want to get in an accountability group, you can go to the website and under community and then see the drop-down box for accountability. And there's a form there. I think Dina will probably put it in the chat for you all to look at too. The other ways that you can get in an accountability group is to post in the main group or post join subgroup. You already know you're going to have one thing in common when you're in a subgroup, and with the new ones with teachers, medical professionals, caregivers, and those with disabilities. I mean, you've already got that in common. If you're in the 55 plus, you've already got that one thing in common. So look for what you have in common and do more of that. You know, don't, it's sometimes we can think, oh, you know, I don't know. But you know what? What you don't know may be the greatest thing that you do need to know. So let me get to some of these questions. I see we have four questions. And, okay, let's post a link. Okay, one member is asking, in the accountability group, do you actually read your daily plan? Will that help with being accountable? Does anyone do that in your accountability group?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and we'll look at the assessments as well. And if there is an assessment that says off plan, I will call out my, you know, accountability members and ask for their discovery sheets.
Okay, great. Ooh. So Eleanor, there's your answer. Let's see. So Annette is asking, my accountability group just started 2 weeks ago. How long does it usually take for the women to begin to click? We have some who are checking in daily and some who have connected two times in the 2 weeks. So
that's about right.
I suggest for that, Mary Jo, I suggest to do a question of the day. Go to Google icebreaker questions, and it could be anything about your favorite book or your favorite TV shows. You're going to find a connection, and just asking a question like that, the people who answer daily, they're going to be the ones who are invested in the group. So that's my advice.
And also posting plans in the beginning is really key too. When you're new and you're just starting, posting plans is a good way because you get to know people. You get to know what some of their habits and some of their thoughts, and you start calling, like Emily was saying, you call them out on their plans, ask them for discovery worksheets, ask them what happened in their day that they ate off plan or why they felt they didn't make a realistic plan. Or if they say, this is my fifth plan I haven't stuck to, well, why aren't you making a realistic plan? What's getting in your way? You know, if you're having wine every night or eating jelly beans every day, then put them on your plan. So you start to build a relationship from those four basics, just the four basics, and you begin to build off that. And so I think that questions and plans are really good ways to, it takes a little time though. I mean, you're not going to just be like BFFs in the first 2 weeks. It takes time. Right.
Okay, here's a great question. How do you lovingly ask someone to leave if they're not being accountable?
So we had very well communicated minimum baselines, and we actually, with the time zone thing, one part that can be hard is we actually had a time for your plan to be posted. Most folks are Central, I'm Eastern, we've got one that's on the Pacific Coast, but we said, hey, what's realistic? and we made that. And so if someone, and we've discussed it, it's, you know, in our group description on Facebook, but it says, if you're late more than 5 times in 2 weeks, and it's not just like when I did an international trip, I said, hey, I'm out this week. Like, I'm going here. This isn't, you know, it's not. And again, if something happens with the kids or, you know, it's just if you're just sliding. And we said, hey, we're going to have a call and we're going to talk about it. And we're just going to say, and we turn the question to that person of like, hey, this is the minimum baseline for this group at this time. Can we do it? Like, and then if it's, oh my gosh, my mom's in the hospital, like, then we're not having that conversation. But if it's just like, yeah, oops, like, then we're like, hey, can we get it? And are we okay? Because you agreed with this. And we also do, I think it was part of the accountability suggestions of like each month, like, are y'all still up for it? Let's go. Let's keep going. And that's fine. You know, we had one person who didn't, you know, and she didn't even respond when we messaged of like, hey, what's up? You're ghosting us, basically. And then she just left, you know, but we asked the question because we agreed to it. I think if you haven't agreed to it, that's when it gets hard and you can get all up in the thoughts of like, well, is it? And again, some groups have where it works for people to be in and out. Some people don't feel like they can be vulnerable. You know, if I have this group of 8 people, but 3 of the women, I don't even remember if they're like who they are. You know, I don't know anything because they've only shown up once or twice. It's a lot harder for me to say, hey, I ate because I had a fight with my husband in front of women. I don't know who they are, you know? So I think that helps keep that sort of trust if you are all in at the same ish level, or you know what your variability is. Again, I think it's unique to the group, but that's worked really well for us. And if it's agreed on, it's way easier to handle it.
Okay. All right. With that, the call is complete. And thank you again, ladies. Thank you to all who joined. Please fill out the form. We're going to be checking in daily to get you matched with someone who you're requesting and the things that you want in the group. And again, you can also post in the Facebook group. If you're not getting a response you want, tag the community team. We are more than happy to help you get hooked up, because chances are we've seen somebody talking just like you. So, and we do watch you. So anyway, I hope you all have a nice weekend. Tomorrow at noon is Kathy's call, and go out and enjoy the fall, y'all. Bye now.
Bye. 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 Thank you, Mary Jo.